What's up, my friends? It's Rick Mulready here. Listen, if you are feeling like you're struggling to keep up with all the AI opportunities, or maybe you're wondering how to even start leveraging AI in your business without all the headaches, the AIify newsletter is designed with you in mind, my friend. Every week, I simplify AI for you, showing you how to apply it and integrate it into your business so that you can work less and profit more. As one of my readers put it, it's a must-have for any entrepreneur who wants to get more done in less time. And they said there's a lot of noise out there and your information is up to date, yet just feels more calm and more relatable. So I want to invite you to sign up for the AIify newsletter. It's free. Just go to rickmulready.com/newsletter. That's rickmulready.com/newsletter. This thing on? Yeah. Okay, cool. Let's do it. Welcome to the Art of Online Business podcast. My name is Rick Mulready, and I'm an online business coach, Facebook and Instagram ads expert, lifestyle entrepreneur, and I'm a total coffee snob as well. Each week, you're going to learn actionable strategies, mindsets, and tips that take the guesswork out of growing and scaling a profitable online business so that you can truly become an entrepreneur with impact. This podcast is your secret weapon for fast-tracking the growth of your online business. Let's do this. What's up, my friend? Welcome back to the podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in today for episode number 481 here on the show. If you are new to the show here, welcome, my friend. Thank you so much for tuning in and coming to hang out with me today. If this is episode number 481 for you, and you've been listening for 480 episodes for the past, 5 years, appreciate you, as always. If you guys have not yet subscribed to the podcast, please make sure you do that to not miss any episodes. I've got some great episodes coming your way over the next little while here. Now, on today's show, today's a quick tip episode. This is where I share a tip or a strategy that can really help you optimize your online business and just get you scaling more quickly. And today I want to talk about this whole concept of, are you solving the wrong quote unquote problem in your webinar funnel? And the reason I'm sharing this with you is because this is something that comes up all the time and is a very common thing to do. It comes up all the time in my coaching calls with my students. And so this was a recent conversation, this came up at a recent conversation, with one of my accelerator members, my accelerator coaching members. And this person does a webinar every 2 weeks, a live webinar. And this person was trying to come up with a show up bonus as well as a stay until the end bonus. And what I want to focus on in this one right here is the stay until the end bonus, because this person thought like, hey, I need people to stay until the end because that's when I'm offering my program, right? And so these are great ideas, right? These are great bonuses to have when you're having challenges with people showing up to your webinar or staying until the end. But this person didn't have a problem with people staying until the end. That wasn't their problem because they had a really high stay until the end rate. And something that we worked on very early on with this person was make sure you have a really solid tracking spreadsheet, because you know, with doing consistent live webinars like this, we got to know our stats. I mean, I'm a broken record on that. You've got to know your stats. So this person is tracking all of these numbers, right? Show up rate, stay until the end, conversion rate on the webinar, conversion rate after the webinar, email open rates, et cetera, et cetera. And so this person was tracking the percentage of people that obviously registered and then showed up. So that's the show up rate. But then how many of those people stayed until the end? And it was like this person was averaging between 60 and 70%. Of the people that showed up were staying until the end, which is really, really good. So why solve that problem? Okay, because that's a really high percentage of people staying until the end. And so this person was saying, you know, like, well, I need people to stay on because I want them to see my offer. And my response was, well, people are staying until the end, between 60 and 70%, which is a really good percentage. But the percentage of people that are actually purchasing on the webinar can be much higher. I forget what the exact stats were. So this person thought that they wanted to solve the problem of, hey, I need more people to stay until the end. Well, in fact, when we look at the data, that's not really the issue. The issue is, how do we improve the conversion rate on the webinar? And then also post-webinar in the emails, right? So what I want to encourage you to do is, don't try to optimize a problem in your funnel that doesn't exist. We want to use the data to dictate what we should be focusing on optimizing in the funnel. So again, we have a spreadsheet of this person's entire webinar funnel. So again, like, how many people registered, how many people showed up, how many people stayed until the end, email open rates, how many sales in the webinar, how many sales happened in the follow-up sequence, cost per lead in the ads, earnings per lead, all that stuff. Lead to sale conversion rate, right? Lead to sale conversion rate, by the way, is what percentage of people who registered purchased? What percentage of people registered actually purchased? Because when you track these numbers on a regular basis, if you're launching fairly consistently, even if you're not, you know, if it's like once a year or once a week, whatever it is, you've got to be tracking these things, because this is how you create benchmarks for which to improve the next time you launch. So what I want to encourage you to do is, A, really make sure that you're tracking every piece of data in your funnel, whether you're doing a webinar funnel, whether you're doing an optimized launch method style launch, right, in a Facebook group that I teach. Regardless of what kind of launch you're doing, you've got to know the stats. And then let the stats dictate what you optimize in the funnel. We don't want to solve a problem that doesn't actually exist. Now, can we improve the stay on until the end rate between 60 and 70%? Yeah, sure. We can try to do that. But there are other pressing areas in the funnel that need our attention more quickly, because they're staying on till the end. Those are good stats. But of those people who are staying on, is a very small percentage of people buying. And so we need to look at improving the pitch. The other thing that I told this person right off the bat, without even looking at the webinar, without just looking at the data, I said, you're teaching too much. You're teaching too much in the webinar. Because if people are staying on that long, all the way to the end, and then not purchasing, it comes down to probably two things, right? Number one, they're leaving the webinar saying, hey, I got everything I need. And also, I got my questions answered, right? This was like free consulting for an hour in this topic. So that was, you know, probably, those are two problems right there that I can almost guarantee was happening. And yes, that was happening, by the way. And then the other one is the lead into the pitch, and the actual pitch is not strong enough, right? And this is something that I did for years. Like, so I know, I'm raising my hand right now. Like, this was me, and I'm able to do that. I'm able to talk about this and teach on this, because I did it for years until I finally was able to correct it, if you will, for myself. And I've seen it literally hundreds of times over the years with people who are doing webinar funnels. Okay, so make sure you look at the data. Don't think you have a problem and solve that problem. Use the data to dictate what you should be focusing on improving. And by the way, the last thing I want to say in this is, when you decide to improve something, do one thing at a time. Because if this person goes, you know, well, actually, so yes, do one thing at a time, right? So in this case here, it's like, okay, let's improve the webinar itself. Okay. So people are staying, right? And then the pitch is not converting. So what I would do with this is like, all right, let's redo the actual pitch. Because people are staying, let's improve that section of the webinar. and see what it does for the overall conversion rate. Okay. Do that a few times, like do the webinar a few times with that update and those changes. See what happens to the conversion rate. Then we can look at, okay, people are still staying on, but they're still not purchasing. Okay. Well, I would look at the content. I would look at the webinar leading up to the pitch and look at what we could do to improve that part. Right. So we're just kind of breaking down the overall webinar and improving where it makes sense to improve. Now, the other thing we can do is looking at this person's stats, the follow-up email sequence also could have used a little bit of help, right? And so that is something that you can change along with a change in the webinar, because you can break those two, you know, those are two separate changes. So you can clearly look at, okay, does it improve my conversion rate on the webinar itself? And then also separately, does my conversion rate on the follow-up emails improve as well, right? So I can make those two different changes, and one is not affecting necessarily the other. And the reason we want to do one thing at a time is because if we change, you know, six different things, we're not going to know what actually moved the needle, okay? And so this, again, this is something I see all the time. This person was definitely not in a silo, like, okay, this is a one-time thing. Like, no. This is, we grow, we learn what to optimize, and we keep moving forward, okay? And so if you are an online course creator or an online coach, similar to the person I'm talking about here, and you're feeling overwhelmed in your business, if you're feeling confused about what next steps that you should be taking to grow and scale your business, if you really want to have a bigger impact, you know, in your business, which results in more revenue, and you're not really sure how to achieve that without simply working harder and longer, which I recently talked about here on the show, then I want to invite you to apply for my accelerator coaching program. Okay. There are a limited number of spots open. And if you, again, are a course creator or you're an online coach and you're already averaging at least $5,000 a month in revenue in your business, but again, you're now spinning your wheels, you're overwhelmed, not really sure what next steps to be taking in order to grow. Again, the key thing here is you want to grow without working longer and harder. What I see so many times when people come into accelerators, they're burned out, right? They're like, they've done a good job growing. It's like, oh man, but now I'm doing all the stuff. I want to scale while working less. And that's what this is all about. I want to help you get unstuck and optimizing your business towards seven figures. And so accelerators application only. And it is open for applications. So if you'd like to apply, go check out rickmulready.com/accelerator. rickmulready.com/accelerator. All right, my friend, happy optimizing your webinar funnel. Webinar, sounded like my old New Hampshire accent. Webinar funnel. Have an amazing rest of your day, and I'll talk to you soon.